Since Hurricane Irma hit southwest Florida, officials in Hendry County say they've been handing out, on average, a couple semi-trucks of food and water per day. They're also giving away ice, tarps, and other necessities at the Dallas B. Townsend Agricultural Center in La Belle. More than 50 volunteers from across the state and beyond are lending a hand. On Tuesday, WGCU's Jessica Mazzaro spoke with Hendry residents receiving donations about life after Irma.
My name is Michael Nolan.
So are you from Hendry County?
No, I'm from Lehigh.
Lehigh?
Yeah, I work right down at La Belle Ford.
What are you getting today in terms of donations?
I'm just getting as much water and as food as I can until we get our power turned back on. Hopefully they said it'll be today, so we're hoping. So.
What's this hurricane been like for you?
I don't know if I can say it, but hell. It's just horrible. We're going on day 10 with no electricity and all the water we can get, it's going just fast as we can get it in.
And what about in stores and stuff? Is it hard to get water there?
It's not really that hard to get. I mean, it's starting to come back, but the thing is, you know, all the money we spent preparing for Irma, you know, when, you know, we live paycheck to paycheck, so just preparing for the storm really, you know, really threw us back, and then not working, but we're trying to do our best, so.
What's your name?
Carlos Aguilar.
How old are you?
8.
Do you live in Hendry County?
Yes.
And what has the Hurricane Irma been like for you and your family?
Bad.
Why is that?
Because it flooded my house and we have no power.
Wow, and so you're getting food and water from this place? That's a good thing, right?
Yes.
Do you still don't have power?
No.
Okay, so where are you guys staying? You're still at home even though it's flooded?
No, our house not flooded. We stay with our cousins, my cousin.
What is your full name?
Sergio Beltran.
And what do you do?
Oh, I work in agriculture on a blueberry farm.
And what kinds of supplies are you getting here today?
It looks like they're giving us ice, water, and just a case of basic snacks, I guess.
Is food and water hard to come by elsewhere, if not for this donation center?
Kind of. You know, the stores were having hard to stock, especially ice. We was without water, electricity for almost 7 days, so we couldn't have any resource of getting ice. It was a little hard to find ice, especially since we got kids.
And how many kids do you have?
Oh, 3. Yeah.
And how are they doing?
Oh, they're doing great now.
And so do you think you'll have to come back here again, or are you hoping you get power back?
I hope we get power back. You know, it's been a little pain, but...
What has this hurricane been like for you?
Oh, for me, my wife, a little stressful. Not used to being on a storm, especially with the city in Florida, you know.
Anna, press. Right now, I picked us a hamburger that I'm going to grill.
And how is your home right now? How's your home situation?
It's getting a little better.
Do you have power?
Yeah, we barely got power back yesterday.
You live in Hendry somewhere?
Yes, across the bridge, in La Belle.
And how long will this food last to you, do you think?
We'll see. A week, maybe.
Do you get to go back to work, or is work closed?
Work is closed right now.
Yeah. And until when, do you know?
I don't know. Yeah, they haven't called me.
And so this food is kind of like helping you out during this time?
Oh, yeah, it's helping me a lot.
Yeah. And you have your son here?
Yeah.
Is it his birthday? I saw balloons.
My daughter's.
Oh, your daughter's?
Yeah.
What is it like to have her birthday during this hurricane?
Well, we didn't make a party for her or nothing. I just bought her balloons and I'm going to try to bake a cake.
That was WGCU reporter Jessica Mazzaros speaking with Hendry residents Michael Nolan, Carlos Aguilar, Sergio Beltran, and Anna Perez. Tuesday was the last day that Donation Center operates there. Hendry officials will now move the donations and distributions to the Emergency Operations Center warehouse located at 840 Kennedy Boulevard in La Belle. Items still needed include things for babies like formula, diapers, and wipes. This is WGCU News.